Good morning. Welcome to Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. We worship you for this morning. We give you praise. We give you adoration. Because you are good, you are God, and your mercy endureth forever. Thank you, Daddy, because you are good God. Thank you for watching over us. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for doing wonderful and gracious things in our life. Today is the seventh day of May. Lord, we are so grateful. Lord, we are so grateful. Father, we are so grateful. Thank you for delivering us and our household from errors, from the mistake of others. Thank you for shielding us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for changing our story. Thank you for doing good to us. Blessed be your holy name in Jesus' name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be thy name, O God, in Jesus' name. We thank you and adore your holy name. Today we want to bless our household with the prayer of Boaz for Ruth. The prayer that Boaz, the blessings of Boaz on Ruth, when Ruth went to clean in his farm, and the first time he met Ruth, he saw how she was doing her work and her labor. We counted everything and blessed her. We want to pray this evening, that this morning, that the Lord will bless our families in the name of Jesus. Ruth chapter 2 verse 12 says, "The Lord repay your work, and a full reward be given you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to refuge." I want us to begin to thank the Lord and say, "God, I am grateful that I've come to think that I've come to hide under your wings. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the grace to be your daughter, to be able to hide myself under your wings, to be able to hide my children under your wings. For the salvation, I count it as a gift, a special gift from you. Thank you for this wonderful gift of salvation. Thank you for your wings that is covering us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because it is your mercy that located us, that located my household, to know you, to come unto you, and to hide ourselves under your refuge. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you in the name of Jesus." The Bible says, "He that comes under the shelter of the Most High, and hides under the wings of the Almighty." Lord, we have come to hide under your shelter and your wings. Thank you, Jesus, for this privilege. Lord, we are so grateful. Thank you because we dwell under your wings and under your shelter. Thank you because we can testify that your wing has been our shield. You have been our buckler and our helper. You have been our sustenance. You have been our rock because we are hidden under your wings. Thank you because of the refuge we have taken under you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Faithful God. Oh, faithful God, only you deserve the praises in our lives. Only you deserve the glory in our lives. Faithful God, only you deserve the glory. Thank you in Jesus' name. This morning we want to pray and declare that the Lord repay our work in the name of Jesus. Declare over your family, declare over your spouse and your children that the Lord will repay your work. That means we will not work in vain. Today we will not stress. We will not work in vain. Today is a Tuesday, the seventh day of May. We will not stress. We will not work in vain. We will not tire. We will not be tired. We will not be confused in the name of Jesus. By the mercies of the Lord, the Lord in himself will repay our work. Every spirit that wants us to walk and drain away is cancelled in Jesus' name. Our work is repaid in full. We are fully paid in the name of Jesus. The Lord will look upon our labor. We will not labor in vain. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Lord, we come unto you with our work and labor, and we pray, they shall be rewarded. They shall be rewarded. Our work is rewarded. We work for the Lord. The Lord does many wonderful things in our life. All our labor, our going and coming shall never go down the drain, because the Lord will repay us. Our labor in the house of God, our labor on souls, our labor in our homes, our labor on our businesses, our labor in our career, our husbands labor in everything they lay their hands on, our children labor in their education, in their ministry, in their career, will be rewarded in the name of Jesus. Bible says, and a full reward be given to you by the Lord. Lord, we receive by mercy full reward, not ampersand reward. Full reward from the Lord in the name of Jesus. Full reward from the Lord, God of Israel, in the name of Jesus. We receive full reward. We know that nobody can reward us. Nobody can know our labor. But you know what we do. We pray in the name of Jesus. We shall receive full reward for our labor in the name of Jesus. And we declare over our lives and household, is there any wasted effort? Effort that the enemy has been wasting. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Every loophole, every hole that the enemy has made in our life, draining our efforts, draining our income, we seal it with the blood of Jesus. We seal it with the blood of Jesus. We seal those holes with the blood of Jesus. Our efforts are not wasted. Our efforts are not drained. Our efforts are not wasted. Our efforts are not drained. We begin to produce. They begin to multiply. Bible says the kingdom of God is like planting a small seed. It grows into a very big tree. The best nest, there is fruit, and it becomes a shade to many. Lord, all our efforts, they become like this tiny tiny seed that was planted. They multiply, they germinate in the name of Jesus, from glory to glory, from honor to honor, from grace to grace, in the name of Jesus. We will not be afraid, we will not be confounded, in the name of Jesus. Every enemy, every power, any demonic thing that wastes effort, to ma fi apere sinu aye yan, that ma drain gbogbo effort, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we block every hole in our life with the blood of Jesus. We pray that Holy Spirit will seal every hole that is causing wastage, anything that is causing wastage, that will not let us receive full reward for our labor, in the name of Jesus. Sickness will not cause us wastage. All sicknesses drain our income, they are removed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, if there's any error that we have made that is draining our income, Lord, we pray by mercy, you will restore us in the name of Jesus. You restore us in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, we will labor and we will eat. Bible says we will plant and we will eat. We will build and we will live in them. We will take care of children and we will benefit from them in the name of Jesus. Our efforts shall never be in vain. Our struggle shall never be in vain. Our waking up early shall not be in vain, because we'll be fully rewarded by the Lord. The Lord will reward us with his peace, with his comfort, with his joy. He will reward us financially. He will reward us by his grace. He will reward us by his mercy. He will reward everything we lay our hands on, because he's good, he's God, and his mercy endureth forever. He says, I will keep you, I will never leave you or forsake you, until all my word they have come to pass. This is another of his words, that he will reward all our labor. So shall it be in Jesus' name. We will not struggle in vain. We will not labor for others to eat, in the name of Jesus. As we labor, there will be results. There will be results and answers from heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. There will be results and answers from heaven, in the name of Jesus. We pray and declare over our household that none of us will leave the wings of the Lord. None of us will come out of the refuge of the Lord. Sin will not take us from God. Confusion will not take us from God. We will dwell in the presence of the Lord. We will dwell under the wings of the Almighty, and we'll take refuge in Him in Jesus' name. He's our shield, our glory, and the lifter of our head. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for praying, and God bless you real good. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others, too. God bless you.